Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on News Radio KMAN. Back on KMAN's In Focus this morning, Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman. And today we're talking about Friendship Meals, a program through the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on the Aging and housed at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Margaret Abbott is joining us along with one of the... Are you the longest running driver, Ken, in the program?
No, Carol Hackbart.
She's still doing
22
it.
22 years ago, still doing it.
And she. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been doing it 19 years, and Norm Simmons of our club has been probably about the same amount of time.
Goodness. Margaret, let's talk a little bit about the content of these meals that you're delivering. And obviously, there's nutritional guidelines that you have to adhere to.
Absolutely. We have a nutritionist that's over at the area agency that maintains a list of the meals that are appropriate. And we don't put a lot of salt or anything like that because there's so many people who can't have salt. So, you know, it's like salt your own meal once mm-hmm. you get it.
Okay.
We have things like chicken fried steak, which is real popular.
You didn't bring one of those with you?
No.
That would have been nice. That would have been a nice snack here.
We're having corned beef and cabbage today.
Are you now? Well,
yes,
that would make sense.
And then this morning we're having green waffles.
Green waffles.
Right.
Did you try some green waffles this morning, Ken?
I wasn't there for breakfast.
Not early enough, huh?
No.
Yeah, probably we'll catch it on the way back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some of your more popular items?
Well, that's one of them. Usually they like the stews that we do, either beef stew or they also like the breakfast casserole.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
I bet so.
Yeah, it's egg and ham and... potatoes.
And those are easy to make and easy to keep, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They also get frozen. Mm-hmm. So any of these meals that we have, like chicken fried steak, or we had Salisbury steak the other day, it's another popular one. We have a lot of off and on fish. We have fish on Fridays right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having liver and onions on the 30th of March. This is the first time we've had it in about 2 months.
Why?
Because they've been requesting liver and onions.
Okay.
I like
we were
liver.
Talking with Greg McClure earlier about turnips, you know, and liver and onions, and I grew up with it, you know. Not really so much the onions, but, you know, there wasn't enough ketchup in the world to cover that up, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they got to be cooked right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mom thought she did a pretty good job with it.
Yeah. Well, as long as it could be cut with a fork, then it was good. If it couldn't be cut with a fork, you can use it as shoelaces.
There you go.
I mean, shoe.
Shoe leather.
Uh-huh.
What about people that have other dietetic issues, like for those with diabetes?
Well, what we do is we can't set up the meals for everybody. I mean, we have to set up the meals for everybody.
Gotcha.
So basically what we tell our clients is eat what you know that you're not, that you can eat, and don't eat what you, if we send you a lot of fruit. Now, if you can eat fruit, fine. Or if we send you cake and you shouldn't be eating cake, that's something you're going to have to decide for yourself. So we cannot tailor all our meals for specific purposes.
Certainly. But 75 of those a day. Now, how is your program funded?
It's through the federal government on the area agency for aging. It's also funded through state and local area agency. We got a Riley County Council on Aging. It's funded through different programs, but mainly the main one is the federal one.
Have you had challenges with funding in today's cut world?
Absolutely, because according to what we put out, everyone pays what they can reasonably afford. Meals are $3.50 each, which is a fairly decent price.
Yes, it
for
is.
These are big meals. These are not small meals.
Uh-huh.
Usually the I find that a lot of our clients use them as break, as lunch and supper.
They get two meals out of it.
Yeah. And but we, it's funding is the thing that we have. They only, the government only pays so much. And one of the problems with getting this, what I was talking about, doing assessments for people, if we don't have the proper assessments in on at the right time, then we have what we call missed meals, and the government won't pay us for it. So it's real important that when we call somebody and say, we need to do a new assessment on you because it's, you know, your yearly ones due, we really need for those people to go ahead and set up the appointment. Because the government only pays so much of each meal, and each meal really does cost about $5-something each. So the government's having to make up the $350 to the $525, and we can't have any missed meals. Missed meals is when somebody just doesn't do their assessment.
Now, you don't want to have a lot of go to waste, do you?
No.
Not by any means. Do you foresee a time, and I'm sure you probably have discussed this, where you may have to do some fundraising to keep your program going? Or yeah. Do you already have some fundraising efforts in place?
Well, actually, there is a fundraising effort. I'm waiting for Via Christi. They did a collection. I think they collected $5 per person, and it's several hundred, well, I think about $800 or something dollars that we're waiting to come from Via Christi to help out with the Meals on Wheels. Listen to me, I call it Meals on Wheels because that's what everybody else calls
yeah.
it.
That's a common term.
Yeah, people understand it better than they do friendship meals.
Mm-hmm.
But we're waiting for that, and that other areas the agency puts out calls for, you know, for supplemental amounts of money. So anybody that's willing to come in and pay us money for meals for anybody who's not being able to afford the full $350. It's always appreciated. Those would be donations.
We were talking before or during the commercial break about some challenges that that you have had where you run into some concerns with people who are receiving the meals.
Yes. If we find that there's somebody who maybe hasn't eaten their meal in a couple of days, like some of our meals are actually delivered inside the building, inside the house. And it'll say, you know, please leave it on the table. If we go in there, if the driver goes in there and sees that there's two or three meals sitting on that table, then we know something's wrong. So we normally try to get in touch with the family member, or in some cases it's only a friend that they've got listed, to find out what's going on. And that's when we find out they're either in the hospital or in, as maybe it went to the hospital and went to rehab, and nobody called us to let us know. But because we never know for sure what reason it is that those meals are not eaten.
Mm-hmm. Ken, you've been driving for a really, really long time, a couple days a week, from what it sounds like.
Well, actually, no. We do it every week, but the three of us usually break it up 1 or 2 days a week.
Okay. How rewarding is this for you?
Well, it's very rewarding because in my mind, seeing that people get food, adequate food, is one of the most important things that we can do. And that's why we also are involved with picking up groceries for Breadbasket, is we do that once a week on Thursdays because, you know, we believe that's important. I, as a child in the Depression, I knew what it was to go without food for a while, and so I understand that.
Well, Margaret, there's lots of things that we can encourage our listeners to do to help out if we have some folks that want to become a driver. What's the process like?
Well, first of all, they could call me. I'm always at that telephone, and my number is 785-587-2462.
Okay.
And they can call me, and then I'll write down the information. We get calls from K-State students, too, to help out. Most of them are helping right now, being servers. Some of them are drivers. We'll be running into the spring break right shortly. And the ones that are getting out of from the semester, we're going to be running into a shortage of drivers.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is call me, and I'll follow it from there.
Well, I know a grateful community. A lot of folks appreciate the work that you do. And Ken, thanks for coming in. And you and the Kiwanis Club, you're more than just about pancakes, aren't you, at the Kiwanis Club?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Our main emphasis is children and youth, but we manage to do a few other things, too.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you. Margaret Atwood, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I hope we got a lot of information out there for our listeners to hopefully get some few folks to help you out as well.
Yep.
Appreciate the work you do on behalf of our community. Friendship Meals through the North Central Kansas Area Agency on the Aging, and you can find out more about them. Once again, that number is 785-587-2462. And you could also probably stop by the Riley County Senior Service Center
anytime. And
find out more.
Anytime.
Have a good weekend. You can put your little green shamrock back on your head now. She's all dressed ready for St. Patrick's Day, and yeah. Ken's going to take tomorrow off and plant some potatoes.
Yep.
I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN. That's In Focus.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank.